I can't believe none of you guys want to get involved with this.
It's not a matter of not wanting to get involved. We are involved.
I just don't think that attacking the GC is a wise choice at this point.
I agree with them, Mark. We've been pretty comfortable here in Avery. Probably because we haven't been making waves.
We've been hiding. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, and we've managed to keep under the GC radar because of it. There's a few dozen people living here that don't want to wake up to soldiers kicking their doors in.
I agree with you in spirit, Mark, and I've been praying about this. I just don't feel God leading me to an offensive military position.
You know, I've been praying too, Colin. I do feel God leading me that way.
I don't want to have anything to do with this. I'm leaving.
Darian, come on!
You might want to get this worked out with her first.
Darian, hold on. Would you stop?
Why? Why? You don't care what I think. You don't care that nobody agrees with you on this. You're going to do what you want.
You know what they did to Chloe Williams.
Yeah. And now you want me to go through it again when they catch you. Forget it. Not this girl.
Darian.
Don't. I'm beginning to think this was all a mistake.
All what?
Us. You, me, everything. You need to start thinking about someone other than yourself.
But I...
Yeah. I know you think you are, but you're not. This is all about getting revenge on the people that killed your cousin. You blame the GC for him being on that boat that sunk.
You're wrong.
I've been wrong about a lot of things lately, I guess.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 69, Haunting Honeymoon.
Morning, sunshine. Ready for breakfast?
Nana. My favorite.
And fresh water for the lady.
Seriously, Judd, you've been doing this for what? 4 months?
124 days.
Do you plan on doing this until Jesus returns?
I plan on giving it a shot. Here, eat.
Better than Krispy Kreme.
I know. I wish we'd had this recipe before the rapture. We could have made a fortune.
Judd, do you ever wonder if it's right that we're so happy now, and so many other people are suffering?
I hadn't until you said that.
I mean, I see Buck and Sion, both of whom lost their loved ones.
Sion lost his children, too.
I almost feel guilty for being happy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Maybe we can talk to Sion about it.
Yeah?
Can I come in?
It's your camp.
Packing up already?
Yep.
Know where you're going yet?
Look, Marshall, I know you guys don't agree with me. Darian won't even talk to me anymore. I just don't see why I should be sticking around here doing nothing.
Would it make you feel better if I told you I agree with you to a certain degree?
Would it? Probably not. Why? Do you agree with me to a certain degree?
Yes. I like the idea of proactively taking on the global community. If I were 20 years younger, I'd probably be doing it myself.
That's an excuse.
No, it's a reason. And I have another reason as well.
I'm sure you do.
We've spent a lot of time and effort to keep this camp from being noticed by the GC. I'm amazed we've gone so long without them taking a closer look at us.
You said this before.
I know. But think about this. There's a whole bunch of people here who've spent a lot of the last 6.5 years running for their lives, wondering if the next day will be their last.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
But you're geared for it. You're a fighter. Do you really expect Maggie Carlson to go around sporting a machine gun? Look, what I'm saying is, some people just want to sit out the next 6 or 7 months without any excitement, and that's okay. That's the way they're geared.
And meanwhile, I sit here chomping at the bit, not able to do the job that I'm ready to do.
Well, maybe not.
What do you mean?
If you're serious about getting into it with the GC, I know someone who could use you.
Really? Where?
South of Chicago. There's a group there that's having problems mobilizing to get up here. They don't have any vehicles, and they need help getting food and water.
So, not military?
No, but they could use someone who is. Someone who can get supplies for them. Find and acquire vehicles. I understand you've done that before.
Yeah, once or twice.
Anyway, I called Enoch, and he said he'd love to have you if you want to go.
Enoch?
Enoch Dumas. He and his group have been holed up in a mall in the burbs south of Chicago since the Strong Building went down.
He was in the Strong Building. That's where the Trib Force was set up for a while.
You want me to call him back and get this ball rolling?
Yeah, let's go.
Vicky, I appreciate your thoughtful concern. It has been difficult for me at times without my dear wife and children. In times of weakness, I don't always feel God sustaining me.
You certainly don't appear to have times of weakness.
Oh, yes. Generally on the days that end with Y.
So what about being happy when others are really hurting?
You must remember that joy and sorrow go hand in hand. What you feel now is the direct result of what you've been through in the past.
So we shouldn't feel bad about it?
Don't feel guilty for the gifts that God has given you.
Even when others suffer?
Would you return the gift that God has given you?
I suppose not.
Then enjoy each other, and peace, and joy. They are all from the hand of God.
This is 4438. Could you connect me to Commander Fulciri? I'll wait.
Commander Fulciri.
Commander, this is 4438 in communications. We've traced 2 phone calls coming out of the western Wisconsin area in the last 6 hours. I finished triangulating them. We have location confirmation.
Where?
Just outside the town of Avery.
Alert command at Fort McCoy. I want an infiltration team mission ready in 2 hours.
Yes, sir.
Well, time for me to get going, I guess.
Sorry more people didn't come out to say goodbye.
I'm not surprised. Darian is just mad at me. Charlie told me he thought something bad was going to happen to me, and Conrad, who knows?
I just want you to know that we're all going to be praying for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
When do you expect to be in Chicago?
A couple of days.
You're going to stay in touch, right?
Well, as best I can.
Better get going.
All right. I'll see you soon.
All right, team, listen up. Intelligence has provided multiple confirmations that this location is one of the hot items on the GC subversive search list. There's a very good chance that Vicky B is hiding in with this group. I want her alive for interrogation. Everyone else is expendable. Understood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Grab your rides. We leave in 2 minutes.
Oh, come on, come on. That almost... You know, that's what I get for picking the car with a lousy AM radio. Whoa. Hang on. Dust on the horizon. It's too much to be from one car. Too many of them to be tourists. I'd say it's time for me to get off the road. Yeah, okay. This should be a good spot. They won't see me here. Let's see who these guys are. Here we go. Let's have a look. Focus. Well, now. What have we here? GC half-tons? And Humvees? Oh no, and they're headed right for the camp.
This is Commander Fulciri. We are 6 minutes out. Stand by. This your first assault, soldier?
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. These Judahites aren't much of a threat. We've secured 4 of these camps in as many months and haven't had a single shot fired at us.
Well, that's a good record, sir. 4 assaults and not a shot fired.
Oh, there were shots fired, just none fired at us.
Understood, sir.
Don't worry, son. We haven't taken a single...
Look out!
What was that, sir?
It's a car. On fire.
They took out Jensen's vehicle behind us, sir.
All vehicles, report in.
Okay. Okay, that ought to keep these guys busy for a few minutes. Hopefully enough time for me to get back and warn the others. Ah! Oh! Okay, that hurt. Ah!
Did you hear something, too?
Yeah, it sounded like an explosion.
That's what I thought, too. See that?
It looks like something's on fire over there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, sounded like an explosion.
Did Mark leave
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, about an hour ago.
You don't think that...
Phoenix! Come here!
What's he barking at?
Look, someone's running this way from down by the woodshed.
Darian, you better get inside just in case.
That's Mark! He's limping!
Darian, come back!
Mark! Mark!
Didn't expect me back so soon, did you?
You're limping. What happened?
You gotta go. You gotta get out of here. Everybody's
what?
Gotta go.
What happened?
There's a column of GC troops headed this way. I don't think I slowed them down for too long.
They're on the main road?
Yeah.
We can take the back way out.
All I know is you're not going out the front.
What's wrong with your leg?
Later. No time right now.
I'll go wake up the others.
Let's go.
Go with them, Darian.
I need to tell you I'm sorry for everything I said before.
We don't have time for that now. Besides, I wasn't listening.
What?
I'm sorry, too. Now, come on. We gotta bail.
We're all loaded up here.
Yeah, so am I. Hey, check on Fogarty's car. See if he has room for Mark.
I'll get out some other way. Someone has to cut off pursuit.
How are you going to do that? You can hardly walk.
Don't worry about it. I have a plan or two. You guys just get moving. If things work out, I'll meet you at Enox.
Get going, Colin. I'll finish up here.
All right, whatever you say.
Do you even have a gun?
Yeah, I still have this flare gun.
All the computer stuff is still here. It'd be nice if they didn't find all that.
Right, done. Now get going. Those creeps are going to be here any minute.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yeah, thanks for the warning. See you guys on the other side. I got some work to do.
This has to be it, sir.
Why are these buildings burning? Why are these buildings burning?
I don't know, sir.
Chalks 3 and 4, secure the perimeter. Stop here. These fires were set. You can smell the gasoline.
There's no way anybody could be alive in any of them.
Start your sweeps. They're running like rabbits, and I want them.
All right, let's go. Start a full perimeter sweep. If you find anything, you bring it to me.
Well, you won't find me or any of your car keys. Now, I'll just borrow the last car in line.
Hey, who are you?
I'm the Iceman. Now, be quiet. I'm borrowing this car. Oh, looks like you're unconscious. Good, that'll make it easier. This is easier than I thought.
That's my vehicle!
Not anymore! Whoa! Whoa, good thing you're a lousy shot. Wait a second, who's this now? Whoa! Come on!
Yeah, why?
It's supposed to be blankets. It feels like you filled it with rocks.
You're getting soft in your old age.
I'll give you old age.
Judd, Vicky, Lionel said you'd be down here.
What's going on?
Someone just called for you on the satellite phone.
Who?
Darian.
Oh, Darian called.
She sounded pretty worried about something.
Are we supposed to call her back?
She said she would call back again in a few minutes. Or right now.
I'll take it. Hello?
Vicky, is that you?
Yeah, what's wrong?
We had to leave.
What did everyone get out safely?
What's going on?
So, I mean, nobody knows where Mark is. He said he'd meet us in Chicago.
Hang on. Chicago? Why Chicago?
Marshall knows someone's hiding out in Chicago. We're all headed back that way.
Wow. Okay, be careful.
Vicky, if you find out anything about Mark, let me know. We had an argument before he left.
I will.
Everyone was so mad at him. But if he wouldn't have left, the GC would have found us.
So he warned you guys?
Yes.
What's going on?
Are you okay?
Vicky.
I know. Let us know when you get to Chicago.
I will. Pray for us.
Yeah, no problem there.
I have to go. We can't stay on the phone too long.
Okay, take care, Darian.
So they bailed out of Avery?
More like they were forced out, and nobody can find Mark.
Oh, great.
Is he awake?
Looks like he's just coming to now, sir.
Get him up.
Get up!
I'm up.
Thank you, Sergeant. I could have done that. You want some water?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. That's enough. Are you ready for what they're going to do to you? No mark, no head. You know, they say sometimes the blade sticks. It'll cut into your neck a few inches, but not all the way through. Sometimes they have to drop it 2 or 3 times.
It's fine by me.
Start talking and you can get a clean blade. Oh, no, 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 don't you pass out on me now.
He's out again, sir.
You have to understand, Judd, I can't get as deep into the GC mainframe as I used to be able to. They set up all kinds of firewalls and password protection grids.
Then don't go through the official mainframe. Just search the news outlets. GCCNN.com, any reference you can find to Mark Eisman being captured or executed.
If he's that important, they'll tell the world they have him.
No, not if they don't know who he is, and Mark's pretty good at playing his cards close to the vest. That's a poker term.
I'll keep looking.
All right, let me know if you find anything.
Mark. Mark, wake up.
Oh, who are you?
A messenger.
Yeah? What's the message?
Let's get these handcuffs off you.
How'd you do that?
The how is not important. Just the why.
Okay. I'll bite.
Your Heavenly Father knows your needs. He heard the cry of your heart and sent me.
To rescue me?
This is the message I was sent to give you. When you go through the great waters and the great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The fires will not consume you.
That's your message?
Hey, who are you talking to back there?
Don't worry. They can't see me.
I have to know, are my friends okay?
Your actions enabled them to escape. They are all safe.
Thank you. Hey, are you leaving already?
We will see each other before the end. Take heart. The Lord is with you.
Hey, how'd you get those handcuffs off?
What handcuffs? These?
Get those hands up. Get them up!
You guys have no idea.
Roll your fingers across. I said roll it, not press it.
Anything yet?
He's not being cooperative. They're trying to process him, but he's not being real helpful.
Has he given his name?
Sure.
Well?
Clark Kent, Peter Parker, Bruce Wayne, and Richard Kimball.
Get him in a cell. I'll take it from here. Is there someplace I can get some food? Hi there. I hear you won't tell us your name. Hungry? You like Chinese? Personally, I love it. Egg roll. I love this stuff. Want a bite?
Seriously, the old eat in front of the hungry prisoner routine? Pretty old school.
What else do I have here? Ooh, sesame chicken. My favorite. You smell that?
Man, that smells good.
Oh, man, this is good. This could be the best sesame chicken I've ever had. This is so good, I may have to go kill the guy who cooked it. That's how good it is.
You know how insulting it is for you to assume my stomach rules my head?
You know what kind of facility this is? This is the real deal, son. This is the land of slamming doors. This is the home to some of the ugliest criminals you have ever seen. I let you loose among the population here, you may as well be dead.
Or we could put you in one of the isolated cells where you could be alone. Tell you what, you give me your name and I'll put you in an isolated cell. Suit yourself. Guard, put him in the C-Wing. Here, you can have this.
Don't you want to know your fortune?
It's yours now. What's it say?
You're right. This is my fortune. You'll be traveling soon and coming into a great inheritance.
Steve, say hello to your new roommate.
Who's this?
Won't tell us his name. Maybe you can find out for us.
You got a name, boy?
You won't tell the guards?
I don't talk to the screws anymore than I have to. I sure don't talk to them socially.
All right, my name's Jeffrey Spaulding. I'm an African explorer.
Yeah, you look it. But what are you doing in here?
I didn't get Carpathia's mark. Looks like you didn't either.
Afraid of needles. What's your excuse?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you. You ever go to Sunday school when you were a kid?
Sending your son to die for me.
Come into my life and make me your child.
Come into my life and make me your child.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I can't believe it.
What?
I heard all kinds of stories about people who found God in prison. Never thought I'd be one of them.
Well, see this cross on my head, Steve?
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
You got one too now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mark Eisman!
Oops. Somebody did their homework.
What do you mean?
Well, that'd be me there, Pageant. They found out who I am.
That's your name?
Yep. Hey, Steve, pray for me, would you?
I don't know how to talk to God.
You just did. Talk to him like you talk to anyone else. He knows what you're saying.
Come on, Eisman. You got an appointment.
Yeah.
Your name is Mark Eisman. You attended Nikolai High School in Mount Prospect.
Yeah, I know. Does it mention that my eyes are green?
You were an accomplice of Vicky Byrne, also known as Vicky B, writing and printing a subversive rebel newspaper. She's been a burr under my saddle for a long time.
Yeah, she's a doodle.
This is not a game anymore, Mr. Eisman. You are under arrest for crimes against the potentate of the global community.
I don't recognize your potentate.
Do you recognize these people? If they're looking a little pale, it's because they were already dead when the pictures were taken. Recognize Natalie Bishop? Or this guy, Pete Davidson? Or this Zuckermandel guy? Or Chloe Williams? Or is it Chloe Steele Williams?
Are you enjoying this?
Chloe, whatever her name is, sang like a bird before they killed her. Same as you're going to do.
You're dreaming.
Not me, Eisman. Not me. Guards, hold him down. As soon as I inject you with a little sodium pentothal, you're going to tell me everything I want to know.
Don't think so.
Hold still now. I'd hate to cut you accidentally. Ah! That a boy. Guys, let's give him a minute. Just relax, Mark. You're about to tell me everything, and there's nothing you can do about it anymore.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.